In the first reading today in the Gospel, we hear St. John telling us that in the beginning was the Word. When we hear that, we have to be able first to go back to the book of Genesis, which starts with the exact same words, in the beginning. So St. John is showing us here that in Christ, we have a new creation. But he is the one, as he said, through whom all things were created. And apart from him, nothing was created. In other words, he's making very clear who the Lord Jesus is, that he is God. We see the same thing in the first reading with St. Paul telling us that in the past, God has spoken to our fathers in various ways and at various times. As we look at the Old Testament, we have, it was written over more than 1,000 years. We have different prophets, we have Moses, we have David, we have all kinds of different people, and God spoke through them to give us the scriptures. But now, St. Paul says, God has spoken to us through his Son. And so there is no more revelation. He is the fullness of the revelation of God. And that's what it is that we're looking at today. It's not just that objective point that he, being God, obviously when he chose to become one of us, we have the full revelation of God. There is nothing left to reveal because he is it. But now, for us, it is a matter then of going deeper and deeper and deeper into that mystery. Just as over all these years we have been able to look at the scriptures and being able to understand the deeper meaning that is there, all the different layers as we continue to work at this and look at it and pray about it and so on, new insights come because it's the Word of God and therefore it is eternal and it is infinite. And yet, Jesus himself is the Word, as St. John told us. And he, therefore, is eternal. And he is infinite. And the wonderful thing that we are celebrating today is that the one who created all things and through whom all things were created has now chosen to become created. It's an amazing thing that, again, surpasses any ability that we have to understand it. How can the Creator become a creature? How can someone who is eternal and infinite take on a nature which is finite and very limited? But that's exactly what he did. The one who is beyond all that is has become part of his own creation. And there is only one reason why he would do that. And while we can look at it, as we heard in St. Paul in the first reading, that after he had brought about the purgation of humanity's sins and so on, he's taken his seat at the right hand of the Father. Yes, he came into this world to take away our sins. But that's just looking at it all very objectively. We have to look at it from a different perspective. We have to ask not what was the work that he was doing, but we have to ask why. Why did he come into this world? Why did he take our humanity to himself? It is because he loves you. And it is just that simple. There is no other reason. Why would God become one of us? Because he loves us. And because of that love, he was willing to lower himself and take, as St. Paul says to the Philippians, take the form of a slave. He who is God took our human nature. But then we see this beautiful exchange, and this is why we go back to that point of being a new creation. To understand what St. John is talking about, we have to understand the context that he's placing it in. He's placing it in creation. So already we heard that everything was created through him. Without him, nothing came to be. So he's the creator from the very beginning. But now there is a new creation because the Creator himself has become part of creation. And what is that new creation? In him. Because apart from him, nothing came to be, nothing exists. That new creation is exactly what we heard from St. John in the Gospel. And that is that for those who believe in him, for those who accept him, he has given the power to become the sons and daughters of God. That's the new creation. So not only are we celebrating the fact that the Creator became created, but now we're celebrating the fact that human creatures have become divine. That's something that, again, we can't understand. So he who is divine became human so that we who are human could become divine. And we are given a participation in his divine nature to become his own sons and daughters, to become literally members of Jesus Christ. So he became a member of the human race so that we could become his members and become sons and daughters of God. Now that all becomes very important to get back to the other point that I was making a minute ago. And that is to be able to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of the Word made flesh, to the person of Jesus Christ. The only way that this can happen is through prayer. But what it means is that we have to be willing to open our hearts. So again, what St. John says is that he was the light, and the light came into the darkness. The darkness was not able to overcome it. So what is that darkness? Well, St. John kind of lays it out for us. He came to his own, and his own received him not. So in other words, there is a darkness in the human heart, and we all know it, because we're all sinners. And sometimes, tragically, we choose darkness instead of light. And we look around the world right now, and that's what the majority seem to be choosing. But we are celebrating today the fact that the light himself has come into the darkness. And on one hand, yes, objectively, we could say he came into the darkness of this world and he is the light of the world. But subjectively, because he came out of love, and love requires a relationship. So in other words, he came because he loves you. Individually, personally, he loves you. And so he wants to come into the darkness of our human hearts. He wants to enlighten our hearts and our minds. He wants to enlighten our hearts with his love. He wants to enlighten our minds with his truth. But the real question then that each one of us has to ask is, do we want that? Because again, as St. John said, he came to his own and his own received him not. Will you receive him? We can all marvel, as we do, at the faith and the love of our Blessed Lady, and how grateful we are that she was willing to say yes to something that didn't make sense to her. How could a virgin become a mother? It doesn't make any sense. How can a human woman give birth to God? It doesn't make any sense. But as the angel told her, for God, all things are possible. And so even though she didn't understand, because she couldn't, she was willing to say yes. Thanks be to God. But now, it's not just Our Lady that's being offered this. Obviously, the Lord is not going to become incarnate in you and me as he did in Our Blessed Lady. But you are being offered participation in the same mystery. Our Lady had, as the saints tell us, Our Lady had to conceive in her heart before she could conceive in her womb. You're just simply being asked to open your heart, to receive him in your heart. The sad thing is, for most of us, that's pretty scary. It shouldn't be, because we're talking about somebody who loves you perfectly. But that's what scares us, is that we would have to be so vulnerable as to allow ourselves to be loved. But isn't that exactly what we're celebrating? Look at the baby in the manger. If you want to see vulnerability, look at a baby. They're completely vulnerable. They're completely dependent. And they are absolute love. Even the most hardened heart has to be able to see when they look at a baby, this is love. What else can you say? That's what they are. Well, that's who he is. I mean, he literally is love itself. And he made himself totally vulnerable so that we would be willing to make ourselves vulnerable, to open our hearts and allow the light into the darkness. It's something, again, as I point out every year at this point, it's something we all do regularly. What happens when you see a baby? You just naturally become vulnerable. You make a total fool of yourself in a way that you wouldn't do with any other person on the face of the earth. But a baby, you don't have to worry about the baby doing anything. There, you know, in fact, if the baby laughs at you, you like it. The rest of us laughed at you, you wouldn't like it so well. But the baby, hey, that's cool, the baby smiled. So we're willing to be vulnerable with a baby. So he became a human baby so that we could be vulnerable. He made himself totally vulnerable so that we can be vulnerable with him. So now the question that we have to ask is, am I willing to allow myself to be loved? Am I willing to allow the Lord into my heart? It's not about the theology. We have to know the theology. That's all in the head. He is truth. That's the mind. But he is love. And that's the heart. So he wants you to know the truth because the truth will set you free. But he wants you to love and to be loved because that's what will fulfill you. And it is the only thing that will fulfill you. So he wants you to know the freedom of the children of God, which is the freedom from sin. He wants you to be enlightened. He wants the darkness to be scattered. But do we want that? Objectively, we would probably all say, yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? Until we stop and thinking about it, and it's like, yeah, but some of the darkness in my heart's pretty ugly, and I'm not sure if I want anybody else to know about it. He wants it to be gone. Remember, when the Lord forgives your sins, they're gone. They don't exist anymore. He destroys them. It's what he came into the world for. So we're very good about giving one another gifts for Christmas. But he's the gift that God gave you for Christmas. And what gift are you giving to him? The only proper response to love is love. He loves you. He became one of you so that you could love him, so that you knew that you didn't have to be afraid, so that you could be vulnerable, because
because he made himself vulnerable. Are you willing to do that? That's what we're celebrating today. The fact that God loves us so much that he would do this for us, that he would become one of us so that he could die for us, so that he could take our sins away, and so that we could have eternal life. As I said, he took our human nature so that we could partake in his divine nature. He came into the world of time so that we could be able to spend eternity with him. These are things that we're not capable of by ourselves. But he has done this for us. It sounds to us too good to be true. It sounds like it's unbelievable. We need to have the faith like Our Lady. If we can all be grateful for what she did, and we must be, and we will be for all eternity, then if we're going to be her children, we need to follow her example. And so as God asked through the angel if she would be willing to open her heart, he's asking you and me now if we're willing to open ours. Allow the darkness to be scattered. Allow the selfishness to be destroyed. Allow the hardness of the heart to be broken. Open and receive the love of God. That's all he desires. And when you really think about it, love doesn't make sense. So don't try to make it make sense. That's where we get in our own way. Just look at your spouse, for those of you who are married, and say, why does this person love me? If you start clicking off all the reasons, well, because I do this and this and this and this, and that's why they love me, then all you're saying is they like what they get from me. They don't really love me. No. The only reason why they love you is because you are you. That's the only reason. Does that make sense? No. And it never will. So don't try to make it make sense. So why does he love you? Because he created you to be loved. And so he loves you. Not because you earned it. Not because you deserved it. Not because you were so good that he just loves you because you're so perfect. No, we know better than that. He loves you because he made you to be loved. And that is the only thing that he does toward you, is to love you. But love requires a choice. And that's what he's asking of us. He made the choice to become a little baby. He made the choice to be vulnerable. He made the choice as the light to come into the darkness. Now he's asking us to make a choice, to receive his love, to love him in return, to make ourselves vulnerable as he made himself vulnerable, to allow the light into the darkness, because the darkness cannot overcome it. That's the choice that is ours to make. And on this beautiful feast of Christmas, to give to God the only present, the only gift that makes any sense at all, the gift of yourself, as he gave himself to you as a total gift.